No, both.
I'm in the defense industry. I can't.
Okay.
All of us today are going home, and we are talking to our communities, and we are talking to our neighbors. We all know you don't sit around and be waited to be invited to be an activist.
Free Palestine.
Aquí se vio que mucha discriminación va por los trabajadores que no pagan lo justo, ¿verdad? Pues el trabajo del campo es muy, muy duro para los mexicanos, ¿verdad? Pues que,
para no, cualquier persona.
Sí, porque para nosotros no queda de otra, ¿verdad? Porque aquí en las ciudades, en fábricas, pero necesitan papeles para conseguir trabajo. Por eso. Estamos haciendo un boicot contra Taco Bell, ¿verdad? Porque él es que consume los tomates, lo que los pescadores que piscan del campo compran acá y ya ellos se enriquecen, va, de lo barato que compran. Taco Bell, ya los pescadores, pues, le pagan una miseria, entonces, ¿me entiendes?
One, we are the people. Two, a little bit louder. Three, we want justice for farm workers. One, we are the people. Two, a little bit louder. Three, we want justice for farm workers. One, we are the people. Two, a little bit louder. Three, we want justice for all workers. One.
Well, I mean, in terms of national security, the United States is not winning itself any friends in trying to quell anti-American sentiment throughout the rest of the world. The actions that they're taking right now are some of the most single-minded, self-interested policies that could possibly be taken by any one nation in a unilateral fashion, in a fashion that's so undemocratic and so unconcerned with the interests of the rest of the world that, you know, the poor and disheartened throughout the world can only help but feel alienated and marginalized by the world's hegemonic power at this point, and can only feel that this is a sustained effort against them. I mean, once you become that marginalized, the mentality is one of desperation, and when desperation is created, you see the world in a different way, and you don't see other options available to you, and your thinking becomes a whole lot more consolidated, and you begin to see the United States potentially as your enemy, because it's working in ways that are not beneficial to you at all. So,
maybe can you mention what your experience is in Latin America?
For everybody, anybody who's ever
feel about what's been
gone to jail for what they believe in, prisoners of conscience everywhere.
Yeah, I work in a region of Venezuela called the Paria, which is a district right along the border with Colombia. It's a lawless region. There's no government control over there, and it's completely destabilized. Both by the politics of Colombia, but U.S. policy towards Colombia. Venezuelan border is not the border that's on the map. It's 30 miles east, because the Venezuelan government does not want to get into any sort of border disputes with Colombia or the paramilitaries or the guerrillas. And it's a destabilized region. There are thousands of people living there. I mean, at least 100,000 people who have no government there to provide them with any services, to provide them with a system of law or justice whatsoever, and they're suffering immensely.
What people are you talking about?
Talking about indigenous people, for example, like the Bari Indians. They're peasants who live there, who are of a mestizo background.
B-A-R-I,
actually? Yeah, B-A-R-I, Bari. It's a bad situation, and right now I have to begin to monitor the region with the Plan Colombia policy of the United States, and the spraying of insecticides to stop coca production, to stem what they say is to stem the cocaine problem growth. You know, it's getting into the water system and the ecosystem on the whole, and it's actually going to, those insecticides are going to cross the border, literally, and into Lake Maracaibo. Lake Maracaibo, that region is the heartland, the agricultural heartland of Venezuela. And those insecticides are going to get into the agricultural heartland of Venezuela. It's going to have a negative effect on the overall ecology of that region.
Thank you. now one. We are the people of the Nevada.
We want to drop the dead now!
Well, some of the police officers are here to maintain neutrality, okay? And they, you know, whether their feelings or what their feelings are, they can't express their view if they approve of one thing or disapprove of another thing. So sometimes it's easier for them just not to say something.
Yeah, I certainly understand that on a practical level. I write for the Spanish Journal and Indian Media in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If you'd be willing to give your name.
Sure, Lieutenant Phil Beck.
Phil Beck. How would you say the weekend has been going? Were you involved in yesterday?
I was here yesterday, and from what I could tell, it was very peaceful and orderly.
No arrests yesterday?
There were some arrests, but you know, not... On Park Police jurisdiction, the only arrest that we had was for a vending violation.
So things have gone pretty much as well as could be hoped, I guess.
Sure. That from my standpoint, I believe that things are going well.
What have you been feeling on an emotional level?
Well, there you go. I can't comment on that. You know, I have to be objective in everything, and I have to maintain my objectivity. So I can't really, you know, espouse what I feel inside. You know, if I did, some people might get offended that, well, the police feel this and they're not, you know, sympathetic to my cause. If you know.
Oh, it's anger for me. Like I'm angry about it. I'm mad that that people are blind, that people can't figure it out. That's why I'm here, so that. Mostly so that other people can see me, and hopefully like a spark will go off and they'll start thinking about why everyone's doing this, you know, why we're all here. Because I mean, it doesn't do me any good to sit around here, and because all these people are doing the same thing I'm doing.
Heart and soul, anti-war movement, past, present, future.
It was exhilarating, and it really just filled me with a lot of joy and hope for what it is that we can accomplish.
Lost your flag, the cow won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little home.
Getting up, there's like a nervousness, but like an excitement, you know, for like change that like we thought that, which is what we're trying to do here, you know, just like really exciting, you know, deep emotion. It's really nice.
Oh, I feel good that there's this many students here, young people, all generations. It's feeling good that we have this type of solidarity and this type of awareness already. I didn't know the awareness was at this level.
It was Arabs that did this. And Arabs took over this thing and used caravans to come all the way through. They're the ones that started. Now they're getting their message up through y'all educated bubble. They're gonna ride right underneath of there until you say, oh, we peace, peace. And then they're gonna pop up through Mecca five times a day. You cover up. You no more. It's all over with. This is a bubble they're riding on you with. And you are being used. You've been used, and you think, oh, I'm a protest against slavery, I'm a protest against racism, I'm a protest, I'm an organizer against all the world ills and things, and soon as people like me, we go into the mountains, and we're going to just, hey, you ain't going to solve no problems. The best way to solve problems is for you yourself, is to dress up in a suit, and go down there and change laws instead of thinking you're not gonna do that.
Exactly.
You're
so.
Not gonna
we
do
need
that.
The because, politics
because,
behind it.
Because
do
people don't want to go back the way you want them to go. They don't. You think they do. I bet your parents ain't nothing like you. Hey, anytime.
Well, what's your name? Where are you from? I'm from Milwaukee. I'm writing for the Spanish Journal in the indie media there.
Oh, okay. I'm from Washington, D.C. My name is Abe. A-B-E.
And now, I just have one question. What's your emotion? What is the emotional state that you're facing right now?
I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I believe in we done had a lot of problems in the world, but we're not going to solve things.
No, but what are you feeling?
Wait a minute. It's nothing to solve. Everything is all right. What am I feeling for? My damn heroes are being attacked. My heroes. My heroes are being abused here. My heroes are being abused.
Zionist.
You're not a writer. You're not a reporter. You are a media. You've been trapped by the media. You're not a pure writer. You're one of these, like that little fat lady from Africa got up there. You believe in all these numbers, and then you can come back and straighten them out. Y'all are useless. Go somewhere else.
There's anger for the global situation. There's global anger for the local situation, and there's just general frustration with the fact that it's a very slow process to fight such powerful organizations and to really change the situation. And so I think that there's frustration. I think there's anger, and for a bunch of different reasons. And then also I think that an emotion that comes up for me is the fact that a lot of times protesters are shown as just emotional and not thinking, not educated about the issues. And it's really easy for the media to play on that because you can get caught up in the emotional moment and you can really know your facts, but it can be very difficult for you to articulate them because you're in the moment of, oh no, this is wrong, no U.S. military intervention in Colombia, I'm really feeling this. And then somebody, jumps in and says, oh, what do you think about it? And then you're unable to articulate yourself. So I think that really a lot of the media portrayal of protesters is that they are very emotional and that they don't lack emotion. I think the real portrayal is that they don't have strategy and that they're not tactical and that they're not educated about the issues.
Saying what the time the people say, close down the SOA, close down the SOA, or we will simply disobey and you will have some hell to pay. Close down the SOA, close down the SOA, and we don't need it anyway. What the time the people say, close down the SOA, close down the SOA, or we will simply disobey and you will have some hell to pay. Close down the SOA. When you change your name, when you change your name, when you change your name, the guilty party still remains the same, still remains the same.
Over 170 trade unionists were murdered in Colombia last year alone. Since 1986, over 4,000 trade unionists have been murdered. Mostly by paramilitary forces who are receiving indirect aid from the United States.
Porque no queremos ser más ni las viudas, ni las madres de los combatientes, ni las sanadoras de los guerreros que día a día nos frustran más con la guerra.
And that's why we are trying to say that we don't want to be the widows, we don't want to be the mothers of all the armed actors, we don't want to be healers anymore of all of these warriors that are making war.
And don't worry, you're sending a message to somebody. It might seem like they're not paying attention, but they have noted all of this.
Hombres del trabajo.
Working people.
Ustedes nos devuelven la esperanza.
You give us back hope.
Por ustedes volveremos a sonreír al mundo.
Because of you we can smile again before the world.
Volveremos a creer en la paz.
We will believe again in peace.
Seguiremos creyendo en el lenguaje del amor.
We will continue believing in the language of love.
No en el lenguaje de los fusiles.
But not in the language of weapons.
Unamos los corazones.
Let's unite our hearts.
Nuestro trabajo.
Our work.
Nuestro esfuerzo.
Our strengths.
Por decir no a la política de guerra.
To say no to the policy of war.
Sí a la política de la paz.
Yes to the policy of peace.
No a la fumigación.
No to fumigation.
Sí a la inversión social en Colombia.
Yes to social investment in Colombia.
Thank you very much.
But I am not the only member of Congress who stands with you today. As long as the demand remains in the United States, our policy of coca eradication in Colombia just serves as a great price support. We saw last week what they think about democracy as they cheered the military coup that deposed the democratically elected president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez.